Good afternoon, everybody, or good morning, or good evening, wherever you are, folks on VI Talk. My topic for discussion this week, I know I haven't done one for a while, but I thought it was time, and I wanted to let the community take over for a while and let the conversations flow wherever they need to. And whenever people put topics up, it's nice to let that topic run its course. I thought the topic of the week this week would be something that's slightly linked to myself, really, in a way, as somebody who's visually impaired. But not only am I visually impaired, I'm hearing impaired as well. I'm deaf in one ear. And there may be people on here also hearing impaired. My topic of this week is, for discussion, is how does that really affect you, having a dual disability? If you have a dual disability, and you're particularly on those who are deaf-blind, as you term it, how would you, how does that affect your life? And do you feel this is really understood properly by the community at large, the government or whoever? And the reason why I thought to put it now is somebody mentioned Sight Village, and one of the contributors on Sight Village talked about, oh, it's a noisy area, but it's a buzz and everything. And I'm thinking, well, actually, that isn't helpful for somebody who's hearing impaired, who is not only visually impaired, but hearing impaired also. Because you want to be able to hear what somebody's telling you, particularly somebody who is selling their product. And if you can't hear above the noise, what can you do? And I think because a Sight Village is only held for over 2 days now, not three, because of a lack of exhibitors that they had, I believe, and the lack of people coming because of the recession, what have you, and the lack of money floating about, they cut down the number of days. But the trouble is, I understand the reasons for it, and I suppose there are costs involved, but although it's as few of exhibitors, it's easier for those of us who have hearing trouble to sort of you know, get around and be able to hear what somebody's sharing, particularly if somebody's doing a talk. And I know they used to do talks upstairs, which was a very good idea because it means that you could have a quiet room and you could actually hear somebody demonstrate their product. Well, they're doing that this year. I don't know. I haven't checked that out, to be honest. But this is just a little example how sometimes a lack of thought is given to those who have not just a visual impairment, but a hearing impairment as well. Now, I'm not saying that people have to always, you know, think of the needs of hearing impaired people all the time, and you know, people, you can't meet everybody's needs all of the time. You can help people out some of the time, not all the time. That's fair enough, and I fully appreciate that. But I think really, even for people who are blind, being able to hear is you know, your hearing is really important. If you can't, you can't lip read, you have to be able to hear. So I think even people who are visually impaired would struggle with a noisy environment because the main vision is sight. The main sense is hearing. Sorry, I was walking into the kitchen then. And so it just makes it more difficult to concentrate if there's a lot of noise, even for somebody who has no hearing problem. So I think that's something worth talking about. But as far as being hearing impaired as well is concerned, is things like how does it affect benefits? Do they really take notice of the fact that you've not just got a visual impairment but hearing impairment? I don't think they do to make that allowance at all. And I was told by somebody at the RNIB that, oh, yes, yeah, you're hearing impaired, yes, but they were, because of your sight, they will probably not award you higher rate mobility thing and, you know, whatever else at the time when I was looking at higher rate mobility, sort of, you know, when I was getting medium component and what have you. But I was still annoyed. I was annoyed about that because it's not the one impairment on its own that causes a problem. It's been working together that can cause problems too. I'm trying to think of another example. Perhaps I'd be sitting in a pub, And this has happened I don't know how many times, where I sit with people who are visually impaired or sighted. It doesn't have to be. And I have real trouble hearing the conversation going on around me. And the lighting isn't brilliant, so even if I could lip read, which I can't, I wouldn't be able to lip read either if I had that ability. And I think that is so frustrating. And then people get together and they choose venues where there's a lot of loud music, and I just find that quite annoying. And it's just very frustrating. And people who are hearing impaired can get very frustrated easily, because I think the problem is when you can't hear very well, the need to communicate is very strong, because you want to be, you feel excluded, you can feel isolated, you can feel that you're not really being heard either. It's like you can't hear, but you also feel like you're not being heard either. And I'm sure it's the same with those who are visually impaired as well, that you feel like you're not being seen, as well as not being able to see, you feel like not being seen. But having dual disability is difficult. When I'm at work, for instance, this is a classic example. I should have brought this one up earlier, but for instance, people will say, you could use a headset for, because I don't want to use Zoom text all the time, because a screen magnification software all the time, because, my eyes get tired. But then people say, use a speech. Well, that's fine if you have, if you're in an office on your own. But when you're in an office with other people, you then have to wear a headset. But hey, hang on a second, I'm deaf in one ear. So how can I, if somebody wants to talk to me, how am I supposed to know if they want to talk to me? Or if a phone rings, will I hear the phone ringing because I'm busy listening to something I'm hearing on the coming through my ears from the speech? Now, normally it's very rare I've had a real problem with it, but the problem is it's there. And like reception work or any kind of work where it requires answering the phone as well, I couldn't do both. So it sort of has impacts there. I couldn't work in, a very noisy office environment because it affects my concentration. And it's just all sorts of things that little things that people take for granted. I have to sit in the right place to hear what somebody's saying. I have to sit on make sure somebody is at least sitting on my right so that I can hear the conversation, or at the end of a table so that I'm in the right position to at least I can hear everybody on one side of the room. It doesn't always work out, particularly if you're in a circular table, but this is like my experience of being not only visually impaired but hearing impaired also. It's just something I think is ignored, not only by, I think to a certain degree, I think it could well be ignored a little bit by the visually impaired community. I don't mean that in a nasty way. I think it's just not thought of. It's a bit like, there's two types of ignorance, I think, or maybe three. I think there's two types of an ignorance where, people really don't want to know, they don't really care, and if they're ignorant, they don't really care about being ignorant about something. But then there's the other type of ignorance which is completely without any kind of, the other kind of ignorance is where it's lack of, just simple lack of knowledge, and it's not anything malicious. It's not by choice, because there's people ignorant because they choose not to know. Just an example, I suppose, is sort of going off track a little bit, but I know of somebody who was treated somebody didn't not very well because of a disability in a council. I do know about this. I think it was a council. Yes, I think it was. And they were told by their boss that they had to go for disability awareness training, and they kicked up a big fuss about it. Now, that's what I call somebody who chooses to be ignorant. They don't want to know. They don't want to know that somebody's disabled. And there's the other kind of ignorance where somebody will not put a light on in a particular area because it might be, quite light, but they're not put a light on when a light is needed in a house or a cupboard for somebody to see inside. And that's just, it's not because they just didn't think, and it wasn't anything malicious, but they just didn't know. Or that for me, if somebody knows I was deaf but I don't know which side, I'd have to tell them. It's not because I don't want to know, it's just because I just didn't know. You know, it's just, you know, and if they wanted to know, they would want to know. You know, I think you understand what I hope people understand what I'm getting at here, but the type of thing that I really get annoyed with is when people don't want to know, they don't really care, and they just don't want to know. It's that people who don't want to know about visual impairment. It's just, that's almost two topics, almost, about whether people choose to know about disability or not, but I won't try and do more than one topic. So, if you've got a dual disability, how's that impacted you, both from the hearing sight world to the visual impairment world? How has that affected you? And what do you think can be done about it? And what do you think, or how others can help? And the last thing I need to mention is hearing impairment isn't seen. You can't tell that somebody's hearing impaired at all. Unless you see a hearing aid, you can't tell. There's absolutely no sign that somebody's hearing impaired, which is interesting. But, you know, that is something that is obvious to some but not others. But anyway, I will go for now, and I hope this will be of interest to people. Sorry, I've rambled a bit on this one, but I don't normally now, but I think it's an important topic and it's worth discussing. So I'll leave it for the weekend, and hope, as it's Friday, it's a weekend, so the topic should cover weekend and beyond, and it's a good time for people when they're relaxing to listen to a topic and put their thoughts across about what they're hearing. So I'll say bye for now, and look forward to hearing any contributions. Bye for now.